Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. As I write, it is the first day of the new year, 2022. I am enjoying my first morning cup and reflecting on the events of last night. No offense to Michigan fans, but Georgia won. Go, Dogs! Now the question is, what will happen in the first Georgia football game of 2022? First are a big deal. On the first day of the new year, listen to what the first book of the Bible, Genesis, in the first chapter, in the first verses, assures us of. Verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Verse 3. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The first day, and God hovered over his creation, and on the first day he gifted us with light. And that light, his light, has been shining over us ever since. As it was in the beginning, 2022 is a clean slate, a new start. It is but a hazy cloud in front of us. We have our hopes for the future. We have our plans and intentions, but how it plays out is unknown to us. The year will be filled with first child is born, first day of work, first day of school, first day of vacation, first day of spring, first day of summer, first day of fall, first day of Advent. Will 2022 be what we hope for? Will it bring an end to COVID and all the variants? Will the world find more healing than hate? Will the issues of my family find positive resolution? Will I follow through on my personal resolutions? With almost every first, there's a new start, a clean slate, a start over. There are hopes and intentions for good. Now that the weather is better, I'll walk every day. Now that a new school year has begun, I'll do my best. Now that it is the first day of vacation, I'll read the devotion each morning. Now that daylight is longer, I'll spend more time with my kids. Rarely do we choose goals or make plans for ourselves that are not achievable. Yet how often do we actually follow through? The main thing to keep in mind on the first day of all first, God hovered over his creation. Genesis tells us he was watching and working for his creation, all aspects of it. And there is no doubt that that beginning has been working for good all these generations. Through thick and thin, God has been hovering and working and shining his light on his creation. And so we can trust he will continue on and on into the future. We need not fear. Now, I wanted to share something with you, something to think about as we step out into the new year. Last night, New Year's Eve, I received the message from a friend. It is so powerful and to the point for this coming year and each day of the coming year. I wanted you to hear it. It begins like this. I just received these instructions for flight 2022. Good evening and welcome to flight 2022. We are prepared to take off into the new year. Please make sure your positive attitude and gratitude are secured and locked in the upright position. All self-destruct devices, pity, anger, selfishness, pride, and resentment should be turned off at this time. All negative hurt and discouragement should be put away. Should you lose your positive attitude under pressure during this flight, reach up and pull down a prayer. Prayer will automatically be activated by faith. Once your faith is activated, you can be assured that and assist other passengers who are of little faith. There will be no baggage allowed on this flight. God, our captain, has cleared us for takeoff. Destination, greatness. Closing with a prayer for you. Dear Lord, thank you for the new year filled with new hope, new joy, and new beginnings. Help us to let go of the negative thoughts and feelings, and please help us replace them with an awareness of all the moment-by-moment blessings of this year, 2022. In your precious name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you once again for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours in this new coming year.